Hey guys, and welcome back to The Other Hand Is, the podcast where we challenge perspectives one argument at a time. And today's episode, we'll be talking about a world without borders. But before we get into that, a quick question for the comment section. If borders vanished, would we see a surge in global innovation or a dilution of unique perspectives and ideas? Well, hope to hear what you have to say in the comment section, guys. So now, imagine a world where the lines that divide us, the physical and metaphorical borders that divide, that separate nations, cultures, and identities, become a thing of the past. The world where the notion of citizenship is redefined, and the idea of belonging is no longer tied to a specific geographic location. Envision a globe without fences, walls, or checkpoints. A world where we move freely, without the need of visas, passports, and permits, where cultural exchange is the norm and diversity is celebrated as a strength and not a weakness. This is the concept of a world without borders, a utopian ideal and a dystopian nightmare. Like, what? A possibility or a pipe dream? Today, we'll explore the arguments for and against a world without borders and examine the potential implications of such a reality. Now, let's see the world without borders as a utopia. Imagine a world without borders, where people are free to roam the earth, exploring new lands and cultures without restrictions. Diversity is celebrated and cultural exchange is the norm. Global cooperation and collaborations are the defaults, leading to unprecedented breakthroughs in science, art, and innovation. Wow, like actually, but thinking about it, that's really a lot. But okay. Resources are shared equitably, ensuring everyone's basic needs are met. Conflict and war are a distant memory, replaced by diplomacy and mutual understanding. Identity is no longer tied to nationality, but to a global citizenship that values individuality and community. Like we said, we're trying to build a community here though. Hope you all remember that. The environment is protected and preserved as global citizens work together to address climate change and sustainability. Wow. If we all could do that, that would actually be nice. So, world as a utopia would really be wonderful. In this world, humanity has transcended the limitations of borders, embracing a shared vision of a utopian future, a future where everyone has access to quality education, healthcare, and opportunities. Creativity and innovation thrive as people from diverse backgrounds collaborate and inspire each other. I swear, I wish I could actually learn other languages like Hausa, Yoruba, but I'm Igbo. So I can actually go to all these places. I can't even go to all these places easily, but I can learn online, learn from a friend. But how many people really have friends in other tribes that can actually teach them their language? It's a lot too, but I beg. The global economy is reimagined, prioritizing people and the planet over profit and power. This is a world without borders, where humanity has finally realized its full potential. A utopia where everyone can live in peace, freedom, and harmony. What a wonderful dream. Actually, that would be wonderful though. I wish to actually, in my next life, maybe I find myself in a utopia or a world without borders. That would be crazy. Just travel the lands and be walking anywhere. I can just, for me, I'll just decide on more. I'll just go to Europe. I'll still have my money, I'll just get my plane and get my money and get a plane to Europe without passport, without anything. Just enter. Say, I want to go to cruise. Just go relax, chillax, jolly with my guys. Let's see how the world turns out, Well, on the other hand, a world without borders would also be a dystopian nightmare, where national identities and cultural heritage are lost in a sea of homogenization. The free movement of people would lead to a brain drain in developing countries, exacerbating global inequality. The lack of borders creates a power vacuum, allowing corporations and special interests to exploit resources and manipulate governments. The environment is ravaged as unregulated globalization leads to unchecked pollution and resource depletion. Conflict and war are replaced by a global surveillance state, where privacy and individual freedom are sacrificed for the sake of security. Wow. The global economy is controlled by a handful of elites, perpetrating inequality and social justice. So they say. In this world, the absence of borders has created a utopia for a privileged few, but a dystopia for the marginalized many. A world where the benefits of globalization are reserved for the wealthy and powerful. The cost of globalization are borne by the poor and vulnerable. The very notion of democracy and self-determination is lost in a sea of globalization. This is a world where global borders, where humanity has sacrificed its diversity, creativity, and freedom at the altar of efficiency, profit, and control. Wow. Honestly, with this, bruh, would you really want to be in this kind of world? Sure. Like they said, well, privileged few to marginalize many. I want to be among the privileged few. Shasha, at the end of the day, I was actually much more curious about the whole everything. The topic just popped into my head. It was so crazy. Today, I actually have to ask this question. Wow, though. So I stepped into a room, my guy's room, Sham, and I just asked this question. I didn't really know what was going to be the outcome, but let's hear what comes next. Imagine a world without borders. Like, how would that world?
In the sense of borders that you are describing your argument, how that world will be anarchy for everybody living in it.
Like, why?
Imagine that there is no documentation of anybody. There were not things like your what do you call it number, all your tax numbers, all your tax documents. You didn't have national identity number. You didn't have all those little things. There's no way to track anybody or know where anybody is at any time. That kind of world. Imagine terrorists. Imagine all the terror attacks of earlier this century. I be a 1,000 years this century, that's the millennium.
Yeah.
Since the turn of the millennium. Imagine all the terrorist attacks caused by
still Gen Z though.
I know. But just starting from DSF to all terrorist attacks happening so far today, all these anti-Islamic sectors are alive up to today, even though they are formed and morphed into different names, into different kind of terror. You understand?
I'm trying to say that
there cannot be a world where everybody can just belong to anywhere, no documentation. Like, you can just go anywhere you want to at any time. That's almost fantasy self to me. You understand? You said in your initial dialogue you had before we started recording that is a pipe dream. That was the example you gave. That was the example I was going to give you right now. That one itself is a pipe dream. It's fantasy. No way. Imagine countries like US now that have been fighting illegal immigrants for only God knows how long. Every politician that comes, his own number one agenda that he has is that he's going to stop illegal immigrants, he's going to stop Mexicans, he's going to do everything. What did Trump promise? Trump said he's going to build a wall. Is it or isn't it?
Wow, that's right.
Imagine all these instances with global security, all this one that there's war in Syria and all these things. They have refugees all over the world and nobody is even willing to accept them because nobody wants illegal immigrants in their countries. Undocumented dead aliens, that's what they call it.
Aliens.
That's why I think your topic itself might be more fantasy than I'm just saying that it's not hypothetical in this world that we live in now. And the world that is to come, that everybody can just be free to belong to anywhere. That's a security risk for almost everybody. All the places that you and I want to be. We wouldn't want to be in Africa, one day Europe, one day Paris, one day somewhere.
But I don't think a world without borders, Africa will still be the way it is. I don't think it would actually be that bad.
Nigeria be the giant of Africa. The biggest country, be the highest population, limited country.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think this could even work for
it? Our little landmarks that we have here in Nigeria.
So you don't even think this could even work for a while?
Imagine the amount of people that will be coming from different countries. Say they said they won't go on Nigeria, they won't go on their own Nigeria flex. Nigeria flex, even though you yourself as a Nigerian, you understand?
Okay. So you talking about a world without borders, yeah? Looking at the world without borders, you gonna check how the world is gonna look like if we don't have borders anywhere. It's gonna be kind of amazing, cause you're going to see a lot of people trying to explore the world, and they want to know what's inside. They want to know how the world looks on the outside, because people right now, they've got to look at how they can do the visas and other things before they can leave a country. And having a visa is going to tell them when they want to use or how much they can stay outside the country. But a world without borders, I would actually like that, because I want myself to know what's outside the world, because right now I don't know how the world looks like. We have poor people everywhere, we've got rich people too, but I want to know how their lives look like. Okay, let's talk about you right now. If you want to go outside, would you like the world to be without borders? You don't have to bother about having visas and all that.
I would love that, actually. I love to actually travel more, you're free. But, you know, all these things come with consequences, because, like, it could be an immediate change and authority, because I feel like a lot of countries are what they are because of their borders, actually. Because other countries, like this, they're still fighting wars. Imagine they were actually no borders, so me in my head. I'm still fooling up with this guy, though. But for me personally, I feel like the world without borders would be amazing.
Okay, let's talk about
freedom brings a lot of change, and change brings a lot of you know reactions, and you know how this whole reaction shit goes, chain of reaction. Switching power.
Hold on, is it crazy topic?
It's a crazy topic. Like, yeah. My head was actually so wow when I. Where did I even come from?
About that part. Let's talk about the other part of this world without borders.
Let's talk about the other part. Did you think about terrorism, crimes that will be happening? Because a world without borders doesn't just mean borders, as in I can travel wherever I want. A world without borders also mean a world without rights, a world without laws, which is very, very bad. Imagine a world without no security prisoners. Imagine that. Do you think that some people risk their life to save us because they are going to be paid, because we need people that are going to be protecting us, because we ourselves as citizens, we cannot protect ourselves by ourselves, so we need support from someone who is well trained for that to protect us. Because but now you're saying a world without borders, it doesn't just
means mean, no war.
No, it doesn't mean that there's not gonna be a war, because
why is it okay
means no border, no law, which brings war.
Just based on movement.
Based on movements. People right now, like the president of Russia, he wouldn't like the way people come into his country and go out. So you're going to have to be in visas to get to his country, and he's going to give you a particular time for you to stay right there. And you can just come to a cafe and actually order a bucket of tomato and sandwich, not this kind of things in the cafe. But the owner of the cafe wants you to leave because he wants more customers. That's how it looks like in the outside world. But what we're talking about right now is that we didn't just need borders. Yes, it's going to be amazing, but thinking on the other hand.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've got to think on the other hand to know what kind of things are going to happen. Because everything that has an advantage also has to have a disadvantage already. Thank you.
That was really touching. It was amazing. So, on the other hand, a world without borders.
Yeah, on the other hand, we've got a lot of disadvantages, like a lot. It's not just crime.
So within the advantages and disadvantages, you feel disadvantages are more in this scenario?
Disadvantages are more in this scenario, because what I just mentioned was just crime and terrorism. That's one of the greatest advantages. That's one of the greatest disadvantages. But we've got another disadvantage, which is resource management. If we let people roam around Everyone would love to come to Nigeria because what they believe is that we have the agriculture sector to build food and all the things, because there are countries right now that cannot afford to get food for themselves, which is very, very bad. And when you don't have food to eat, it causes a lot of things. It causes death, it causes sickness, and whatever you can never imagine. And that is what happens when you don't find food wherever you are, because someone has to eat. If you don't eat, a lot of things are going to happen in your body, because you cannot just keep taking water all your life. Even though Jesus Christ did not eat for 40 days and 40 nights, doesn't mean you can do it. He's the Son of God. You're not. You're just a child.
Wow.
Wow.
Attention.
And another thing right here that I have is governance. We're talking about governance. There are a lot of rulers that we want to. They love the fact that they have people they can rule and all this stuff, because there are some people that believe that they are born to rule. And you trying to cancel out borders in the world will actually affect them. That is one of the things that will bring war.
I never said I was trying, I just said imagine a world without borders.
That's what I'm saying. You can imagine. If there were no borders, let me put it this way, if there were no borders at all, those people that believe that they are born to rule right from birth, it affects them in a very, very huge way. And since they want to rule, they have to show people that they want to rule. Let's talk about Alexander the Great. How did he want to rule? How did he show that he wants to rule the world all by himself? By conquering places. He conquered a lot of places just for him to show that, yes, he is that guy. He's the man. He is someone that when he comes, everyone is supposed to bow before him, because he showed his power of conquering everywhere. So not putting borders.
Is that saying that a world without borders will make a world lose its hierarchy?
Exactly. That is a very great point there.
Different countries will lose their hierarchy. So why? Okay. Human nature is competitive in a lot of ways. On the other hand, yeah. That is true. That actually is true. The human nature is competitive, and it's really there that it's not possible in real life. I think it's even like, it's just like, what was the whole point of life before? The way history has gone, and we suddenly decide to like apply a war on top. We need to really touch another point. Then there was no fucking point of our ancestors fighting for anything.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Because our ancestors fought for borders, they fought for rule, you know, that changed the whole chain of power. Like the whole chain of power now goes on that person who supplies and the recipient. Because I feel borders go a long way now. Yeah.
Okay, let's take an example now.
But we can actually form new laws guiding like the world without borders. On the other hand of that side, we can actually create a world. Like, if it comes into play, the right minds that came up with it would actually form a system that works. Because even this system that we're working with was created by man, still it wasn't created by God. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't created by God, right? So it was created by man, right? And man has imperfections. So changing the system doesn't seem so bad, actually. That for me, that's the other hand of things. Changing the system doesn't seem so bad.
Let's look at an example. USA and Mexico. Let's remove the borders right now. USA don't like Mexico because Mexicans are known for drug trafficking in US, which is really, really bad. And when you see people that are addicted to drugs, you know what drug addiction can do to some people. Drug addiction is very, very bad. And when we take drugs and all that, it affects some organs inside us, which helps us to live. That's just like speeding in time of death faster. But not allowing those kind of things. So US have to create a border to know that drugs are not allowed in this country. We don't want them. That's why right now in the US, you see that people being arrested for selling drugs. For using drugs also, it's very, very bad. It's illegal. That's why people who take drugs hard to do it, and they'll make sure they're not caught in their action of doing such illicit
illegal action. So you see the world without borders means a world without drugs, or a world without illegal drugs. Actually, without borders, there will not really be anything such as illegal.
What I'm saying is, because a world without borders,
illegal means allowed in some places, not allowed in some places. So, who is going to be the person to really justify and say it's not allowed in the world?
Because
some places it's legal.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? So, a world without borders means that kind of scenario cannot happen.
What I'm saying is that a world without borders
on its own, sir, just makes a mockery of the whole idea of democracy. The world without borders is centralized.
But now you're really thriving on what we already have. Why are you thinking of what we could actually get? No. Are you even thinking about what, like, actually abandoning this fucking past and just, let's say, a new age, the dawn of a new age? What if the next dawn of a new age is like this, a world without borders?
The dawn of the new age, whatever new age that is to come, security and all, I say, national defense, the primary drain of any economy's national budget.
They will find an alternative to it, obviously, because there will be a planning for it to be commenced.
Not every country has this kind of foresight to make plans for years. Not every country is the US. Not every country is Britain. Some countries are third world countries, have been third world countries since when they were gaining independence. It's got all the countries now. So what happens to them then?
So after everything, I realized that those two were pointing towards the same direction. I won't say we're challenging perspectives, one argument at a time with just that. So let's get some fresh pair of eyes up in here.
How would the world be without borders or less? And they give their view as in the disadvantage and shit. I see it being like one country, because the human race, no matter how big or no matter how small it is, the most or less hierarchy, the olden days were villages. And those villages never thought that they knew the other village, but they never thought that somebody could rule the other villages combined. Now somebody is ruling all the villages, that is the governor or a local state governor area. Now somebody is now ruling that big thing that they thought that was the entire world, the governor. The governor is governors are being ruled by the president. So no, there are no borders and somebody is ruling. There will be an hierarchy for that. Now plenty problems go. Something like war will not really be there. It'll just be like people arguing. And the way to solve it is the only thing, I'm like, let's say in a particular place, a particular land is not useful. Maybe farming, they don't have enough resources. Now, say the person in charge knows to like help that place because everybody wants to leave that place. It's not as if, I'm not saying there'll be more war, will not be an issue. Why will you be creating a nuclear bomb again if you know that there's no everybody is one? So, you will not want to think of that kind of stuff. The only kind of problem that I can see is that everybody look for what every other person can give every other person. And by the time 100 years pass, they'll know that yes, these places are also industrial purposes only.
Will there still be something like a centralized currency?
It even bust my head itself. It might be like what you can.
So everybody will be using one currency, or every country will still have their own currency, just that when you enter into that country, you find how to get their currency. Or you just convert your money you made from another country to another country currency. I think that's actually the best alternative though. It's not an alternative. I think that was already the idea of it. So there's no dilemma when it comes to currency. Okay, fine and good. That's another side to think about it though. The other side of things.
There are two ways to think about it. One, there's always been no border. Just the way we illustrate other life forms from other worlds, we don't see it as an entire planet. Either there's always been no border, or the way you're thinking it now, there has been border, and now it has. Let's say it left without no war, without anything, just suddenly left. That kind of situation, anybody that can come into your country can come into your country. Okay, let's say terrorists, yes. I don't know how to filter that one, but it should be good for all those that, like, least all these intelligent people now that want to go to UK and Ukraine, see UK, America, this stuff.
But don't you think that will actually also affect like all those like educational standards? Maybe because now, well, okay. If you still look at it though, we can say that other schools, what would they now be learning? Exactly, because most times we are confined to our state knowledge and the rest. But now when the world is like just one, everybody is just one big ball, no filter anywhere. Even Israel too puts down their fences, everyone is just down. So what would not be the general, I think when you're in school, but they had like a general language, an outside country language, one specifically, I know, was it French? Some schools it was French. My school, a seminary, they always teach you Latin. So what they would have, you get man, some schools they teach you German, some schools they teach you Espanol, all this other rubbish. I'm not saying rubbish, but you get what I'm saying, right?
So I have to ask you a question now. What do you mean by no borders? Do you mean like every country will still be every country? Like there will still be France, there will still be Nigeria. Or no borders, like everybody sovereignty will not be one. Everybody will just be together as one.
That's exactly. That like that's the big question. If the world was without borders, how would it be? Would it be literally without borders? You can enter any country in and out. Or does every country, is every country now equal to every other country?
Like, it's just a planet, not like.
But I feel like that's the other hand of things. Yes, because it's like we said, like I said earlier, though, utopia and the thing, you know.
If it's like just borders, removing just borders, I can think of more problems than this thing. Than positive, because people living where they are to go to a foreign place just for like hope of getting something, which would be very hard for them. Like it's because there's no borders, does not mean to be hard for you to leave Nigeria to go to South Africa. If you don't have the money, you still don't have the money. If you want to leg it, it will take you plenty of years. When you're not rich, you're not finding that you cannot go. But if like everybody is just, that is if every country sees stands as every country.
That is border or no border. What does not really involve that? As if a country pick an interest in something that other country have.
For example, now natural resources.
That's what I'm saying. That for instance, if there was no border, that's who's thinking about it. That would leave that world. There's no country. Just one.
That is one country. Or
just one. That means there's no issue. But if it's like there's, you can just come and go as you wish, then there'll be issue. I don't think war will start like Ethiopia, but I think that like for the people that are coming, when you say that I just decide to enter a country, now you enter, I find that I cannot cope. To go back is another wahala.
Yeah, to go back is not going to be very easy because of how, like when there's no border, you think there's freedom, but like there's no freedom.
That is, it just depends on the scenario. If there's countries and there's no border, it doesn't really make sense. But if everybody just, like, let me say the center of the entire world now, God forbid, it's America.
Why do you say God forbid?
I said pick anywhere you want to pick. Just, you know, anywhere you want to pick, UK, central, UK. The person that is ruling everywhere, obviously, because that is the central, it'd be better than every other place. But it's just like, if it's a good leader, Nigeria now is giving petroleum. The person that is ruling the entire world will not see that I want to dupe these people, so let me control the petroleum and send them back the gas. They will just build the refinery and everything in Nigeria. When it comes to gas, Nigeria is the one distributing gas, so us will never lack that. People that bring food, you understand, in every part of the world that brings good, we benefit from that thing that they bring out, like completely benefit. It's just like part of your state now. This state is a fishing state. So technically, fishing, like fish here will be like 20 naira and they'll be exporting it. Like they will not bring the fish to one place and turn it to sardine and bring it back. They'll just build the sardine place. They let you know, yeah, yes, this state is one bringing fish. This state is one bringing power, all this kind of thing. That's how the person that will be willing will just do everything. Everything will just be like, it's only if the place is not useless, does not have any resources. Maybe then they'll not turn it into like,
Then they'll be the majority of the workers in the company.
I'm saying, they'll not be like workforce, like the workforce. Them, they'll not have to like be in intellectuals. They're not going to start. Everybody has to. I always say, if you don't bring anything, that kind of world, yeah, you know.
Technological advancement, social, kind of like, it's increased. That's the thing. It will increase in the sense that the country that is distributing, maybe for example, if Nigeria is distributing oil, so let me say China now, because of their technological advancement, if their technological advancement is way more advanced, the way Nigeria will distribute oil to China is going to be more the way they distribute it further.
Just like, for instance, now, you know, there are some phones in China that are just for China.
China, yeah, something like that now.
Hawaii, they just banned Hawaii from America. Those kind of things will not be there now. By the time China makes one type of thing, they will not send it to every part, get reviewed. People will improve on it, then technology will be like, to increase, like, times two of the speed.
Yeah, corruption. Yeah, you cannot battle. Yeah, corruption is inevitable, guy.
That I'm seeing now.
It's most calm. And that's the anointing about living, guy. That's just the fucking annoying part about living as a human being, like, in a country.
Yeah, there are inevitable circumstances, guy, that we just can't avoid. Yeah.
Guy, it's so annoying because, bro, the feeling to dominate. The feeling to dominate is going to be there.
Yes, now we're humans now. Yeah, like exactly. By nature, we are made to actually dominate and claim land. Yes, now ownership. Like we can't come into this world and live with nothing. No.
Exactly.
Like actually, that's the mentality that we all have. We can't come into this world and live with nothing. There was no point of living, actually.
It's not as I'm saying there'll be no corruption. There'll be corruption. Nigeria is how old? 65, I mean 16. Shall we just say they are 60s? Corruption, we're jamming corruption now. America is above 200 and something years old.
America is.
Guy, fuck. America is like above 200 and something years old. Them, that for the like all the problems, like all the crooks and crannies. If you can be corrupt though, but you cannot be openly corrupt. You have to do work for it to remain there. You understand?
Yeah.
Like if you do nonsense, the citizens can actually push back. So we're not saying that these places like this third world country like Nigeria is us that we're living. That's how you said UK.
Yeah.
Imagine UK was actually in charge of everything. I'm not saying there'll be no corruption, there'll be corruption, but it's not that type that one man will just say, oh yeah, all of you need that. Before he can take ordinary $1 million, whatever currency he'll be using, he will sweat. So he actually put in the work.
Actually very true.
Before he can even have a chance. And by the way, we're no longer talking of entire race of, like you see, we're 600 something thousand people in Nigeria, we 100 something thousand. We're talking of 6 billion. There's not one of them will not come and find you and commit suicide and kill you. She mean that twin tower they blow.
Boom! Explosion.
There's no how you do that kind of thing. Out of the 6.7 billion people, nobody will come and fuck you up wherever you are. You yourself that's going to that. It will not be like seen as an actual honor to like rule the entire world. And you that kind of thing. It will be so. If you talk, you cannot just say something to happen. Like an entire council of people will have to like shake hands and make agreements. It's not. You can. No one person cannot just.
It's not something as rigging then. You can't rig then. Like election. So okay, like how the.
He's prime minister in UK, he's not president.
Yes.
That whatever governments that
use it. It's a kingdom now. UK is a kingdom.
The queen is just for this thing. The queen is just for social appearances. It's actually the prime minister that's doing everything. The way they did the prime minister stuff is not just. They can take him to prison if you fuck up. Take him to prison. UK, I've never seen UK having any corruption issue. So if they do that kind of government stuff, like, wow, 6.7 billion people now, 7.8 billion.
I wouldn't really say UK isn't any corruption, but let's just say they are smart enough to hide it well.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That kind of corruption now would be good.
The person that is ruling the UK, if he wants to collect 1 billion, he will announce it.
You see,
and I'll give announcements that look, there's so things, social investment and endorsements. I want 1 billion to do.
Yes, now you that kind of stuff. Now you use the 1 billion.
Yeah.
They'll be said, like, it's not saying, I'm not saying one day one madman will not enter become what do you call this guy again? Another Hitler. I mean, them.
The bad people, the baddest of guy, Hitler. Wow, bro, come on.
But well, I'm just saying that in that kind of situation, they cannot last like that. They will be there by the time we manage to enter. They will be there, but they will not last. Who? What does he want to fight? What does he want to? There's not, because we are one. There's not that. There's nobody else. What he wants to go and colonize on our planet. There's not that person for him to fight.
Guy, imagine if there was no border, it'd be crazy. I swear, it's going to be mind blowing if there was no border.
What I'm just saying that if there were no borders, all the madness could have already ended since.
Yeah.
The way Americans now don't have problems with that, finding that they don't want looking for problems, right for dog, right for the all of us without that situation will not have problem. Will not be looking for problem. At least let's know that it's us that are looking for our problems than the one that's sakpa, cholera, water shit. I'm saying there'll be no. issue like people are dying because of famine, those kind of thing.
I feel like anyone bringing it like a topic of lack of resources, I'm like, that is a lie. As long as there are factories inside the country, if factories, they must be able to produce what can happen for the country or for the world. Like, actually, as long as like we are putting hands together to say, yeah, we are one, then everybody has to produce something as one. I mean, the world cannot contain all of us directly inside, really.
Yeah, I see it like this. Right now, the world is not as one. The boundaries and everything. While in a body, it's just as if your kidney is fighting your heart is fighting your liver is fighting your brain. But if all of us are working as one, it's just like how human beings are living. The brain is telling the leg, stand up, leg. Everything will just be working well.
How ancient civilization was.
Something like that.
No, the Mesopotamia era, everything was just straightforward. No famine. Their own belief in their own certain type of God. Everybody was just following a particular standard and rule. And that shit brought back patriotism.
Those times when people, like, they don't know that, they would think that the only people in the world. Let me not say there was a civilization in an island. That Mexican civilization, that popular one, that they use as the asphalt. You should know what I'm talking about. That let me just say this: a civilization alone, whatever problem they have after fighting, after the civil, after everything, they will come to arrangement. They cannot just kill each other off and there will be nobody remaining. By the time all those problems pass, they'll just make a perfect system. Even though it's not perfect, it will be perfect to them. Even though they say let's be sacrificed, I'm talking of Odin days, not now. Even though they're sacrificing the firstborn child every 2-7 years, the fact that everybody is living, it will continue to live, that kind of thing, like without any external problem. All those kind of things. How did God destroy this? That the Americans found them out, or foreign people found that they existed. Do not come and see. Almost see people do not kill them, then do not take their land. Like for instance, now assuming the Native Americans were left on their own by now, but I don't know how it would be like. But whatever system they had, it was.
The Native Americans, they still have a small civilization where those old local customs up to today they are still practicing it.
Now I'm saying they are body beauty profit that a profit them system that they don't need. They think they don't need change again.
Perfect system. Actually.
Even though it's not actually perfect, but then
so a world without borders is a perfect system.
I'm not saying it's a perfect system. I'm saying that build a system that to also to see perfect.
Yeah, I agree with him, Sha, but I still believe that corruption is inevitable.
It's inevitable. I'm not saying it's just like this now. Let me just say those Native Americans. Some of them believe that getting high is helping you.
Enlightenment.
So far, no, all of them believe that thing is right. When something happens and they do it, like they'll be like, okay, well, I've done it. So all of them be like ticking to the same way. Nobody be like, oh my, that you are doing is wrong. We have to actually go out and go and do this thing. For them, it's perfect. Everything does go well. Whether it does not go well, if it goes negative, all of like, oh yeah, the gods are punishing us. Do not like do what all of them will agree on doing. Like all of them will be on the same phase. They'll be like, no. If the, let me say the chieftain now is a bad person, when they find that, they'll kill the chieftain. Those kind of, if we don't manage to be the, if we're all together right now, now let's say Nigeria is going, this government will learn it from that person. Like we're having foreign influences.
Yeah,
now saying foreign influences. Assuming we're just together, no, just working together, there'll be no foreign influences. We could have adapted, known how we'll keep living and everything just be normal. Whether it's perfect or not. Perfect, just understand. Even though
just keep living.
Well, what I can say is it's 50-50 on my own opinion, Sha. The world without border is good. At the same time, it's not like it has its benefits, it has its consequences.
And I think with that, we have looked at everything, the world without borders as a utopia and a dystopia. So fuck, okay, seems like someone else has something to say.
Loki, in the ancient civilization, they didn't have border. Like, yes,
they thought they were alone there, so they were doing everything based on themselves. They were never planning to go and raid other places.
So anything was survival,
hunting, sex, living,
procreation.
My guy always has to have sex.
Yeah, it's necessary, man. That shit's cool.
Yeah. All right, guys. So with that, I hope you guys are convinced. I don't know if there's ever any conviction here.
There's no conviction
because like me, I just thought about the topic and I was like, okay, I want to share with you. I know you guys share different mindsets and perspectives about the matter. It's really interesting though. Me, I learned something new today. I learned a lot. I really figured everything out. The conclusion is for God. Bye, guys. But remember to check out our platform on Walkbar, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you can think about. On the other hand, we is.